Hello, I'm making a podcast today that is common sense, and I really, really wanted to talk about this. I'm a fashion expert, de facto, and one thing I notice about the clothing industry is something where we went wrong with the clothing industry. And I'm going to explain why we went wrong as basically here in North America, Europe, and around the world now. How we went wrong in the clothing industry is, well, of course, ridiculous prices, of course. Let me start something about what happened in Europe. The Hudson Bay Company, I'm going to change it a bit to teach you a little history of fashion. Basically, the Hudson Bay Company came from Britain. They came to this land here called Canada today. And unfortunately, they said, well, you know, this is our land. You know, they said, we're taking over. And we're going to trade, you know, we're going to trade, and alcohol was something they traded for fur. And the fur, this is probably how the fashion industry started. That's why I'm bringing it up. So this guy, this corporation, Hudson Bay, came to this part of the world. It was even before the French, I believe, even before the French. And he claimed the land, the corporation somehow in their own mind said, well, this is Hudson Bay and this part here is ours. I don't know the exact history, but I know it was illegal though. It was an illegal colonization, Hudson Bay, and there's a story today, but today it's different. And what this company did was get furs, right? And that's what I think, like, honestly, as a fashion expert, de facto, I think in Europe, there was fashion, like, it was slowly evolving, the fashion. But this new phenomena of seal babies, foxes, and, you know, these furs that were here, because it was mandatory to wear fur at that time. It was very mandatory. You could not survive without fur, like it or not. You would die without fur in the winter here. You would die. And so, like I was saying, this company, Hudson Bay, they would do trade with the Aboriginals here in this part of the world, in Hudson Bay North. And they'd bring the fur to Britain, Europe, and it started a new trend, right? The woman, if you were an aristocrat woman, if you were some woman, you wore fur. And there's no, in Europe, it's like not minus at all. Like even Britain, I don't believe, goes minus. And I know like France and, you know, doesn't really go minus. Like you don't need a fur in Europe. You know, I don't think Europe, you know, the weather there, you need fur. But it was a fashion statement, and, you know, they would skin even baby seals, you know, in the North Pole, and Hudson Bay goes up there to the North Pole, down to on this, like, to the, anyways, but why am I bringing that up? Because I just wanted to give some history of how the fur fashion in Europe and the so-called European fashion, which in my opinion is over-exaggerated. It's all recycled. Our body's the same. You can talk all this shit. Crazy. Oh my God, he's absolutely genius. She's absolutely genius. She's done it again. She's created a masterpiece. Like, I'm talking shit, but this is the shit they talk. In our world, same shit. But anyways, what I'm trying to say is that losing the tailor, like before it was tailors that would make clothes. Like, what do I mean? You'd go to the tailor and they do measurements so your pants don't sag. It's not tight on you, it's not loose on you. You had the tailor, which was part of the community. Like, I would say probably every part of the world had its tailors. They do measurements for every clothes everywhere in the world. Didn't matter where you were. And then what happens, what the part that I don't like is the mass production of so-called sizes. And they don't, like, sizes are standard sizes. And they don't fit perfectly for, and not even like when it says 32. Like, one company could be a more or less a 32. It's not like, they make so many clothes where they're not perfectly what the size they put on them, right? And the tailor would make, like, the clothes for you. And let's say he made an error. You go back and they would open the stitching and restitch it so it fit you properly. You know, it wasn't sagging or wasn't too big. Unless you wanted it to say, like, you could get any clothes you want, any size. They would measure the human being and they'd make the clothes the way you wanted. But guess what? Fashion said, you know, why do that when we can get young girls, you know? And my friend, my second mom, Dina, in Greece, she was a crippled, her hands, because she'd make dress shirts, even for popular people in Greece. And it was like Greece, Italy, and, you know, they would make clothes, like for tailors, this and that. And then the mass production came along. And these young girls, especially in Asia, even Latin America, you know, they get pennies to the dollars by all the designers. It doesn't, like, they're fooling you, man, if you know what I'm saying. They're fooling you. Asia and South America, I don't know about Africa today, but they're young girls, young, even some young boys, they're the ones who work so hard where they're going to have problems when they get older with their hands and fingers. You know, they're going to have arthritis because the way they work these people and force them, you know, like to pay them and to basically, you know, work them as hard as they can to mass produce. It's like these factories are nonstop, young girl, just repeated. Like in fashion, you do, everyone does a section mainly. You know what I'm saying? They do a set, like they do maybe 1,000 or I don't know how many they do, just over and over and over. That's why they become good at it. But you don't understand, their fingers aren't meant to like that much work, and they'll be affected. Trust me, like my second mom, Dina, was, you know, because she put in so much work to survive. And you never could survive. In these sew shops, whatever, the sweatshops, whatever you want to call them, you could work 18-hour days and you can't survive, trust me, because the clothes industry is today, it's not tailors, it's not, people don't want to pay, you know what I'm saying, people complain, you know, why should I pay this, why should I pay that, I want it on sale, I don't give a fuck, you know, sweatshops, I don't give a fuck, I just want a low price, same with everything, gas, everyone's complaining, well, you know what, you know, the government, but it's the free market, idiots. It's not the government. The government, they say, is separate from the free market. The government's separate from religion. Like, you got to understand that, idiots. You think Trump or Biden or Kamala's going to change shit? It's a free market. They can't. It's basically a free market, and no one can change it. You know what I'm saying? It's just that simple. They have nothing to do with each other. The laws protect the free market by... Anyways, I'm changing the subject. Listen, they get these young girls especially, and they overwork them. You wouldn't believe it. They can never survive. It's just impossible, the pennies they get to the dollar. And here, you know, they want cheap prices, Europe, North America. And the tailor is history. Right, we should go back to the tailor, right? And it'll produce many, many jobs, like, because we all need clothes, we all wear clothes, instead of this mass production of size, small, medium, large, XL, this bullshit. You know, mass production in Asia, Latin America, or maybe Africa now. All the companies do it. Let's start getting tailors in North America, Europe, and it'll bring so much work. You wouldn't believe how much work if we make our own clothes here the right way to our size and the fabric we want, everything. You would see such a big jump in the economy. We're going to pay for it, but it's worth it, you know. You don't have to. You're going to get good clothes, quality clothes for the right price. And that's my recommendation. We get tailors back here. Fuck the designers. We're our own designers. We can basically say what we want to wear, not what they fucking, because they're the fucking geniuses. Bullshit. You know what I'm saying? It's all recycled. It's our body. We can wear just what we want to wear. You know, if we want to wear a different color or whatever, we can decide. And with computers, they can even show you, well, you know, a tailor can work with a computer and say, well, you know, like, you know, you see these glasses, well, you know, like, they can put a suit on you and make it for you and say, well, this is what it'll look like with the computers. Fuck the designers, because they're corrupt. They don't give a fuck about nothing. They steal our money. They know they're the labor sweatshop. They rob these young women of their health and their money. They'll never make enough. They're corrupt. Just like all the businesses, maximum profit, lowest wages. But I'm talking about fashion. And we need tailors. We don't need mass production number sizes like XL, LL, 30, 32. We need tailors. It'll be great for the economy. It'll bring so much work. It'll bring creativity. We'll be unique any way we want our clothes, instead of you know, them controlling us with the clothes they make, and we have no choice, you know. Peace.